Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm excited about having our good buddy Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill Brandt is the president and the founder of Development Specialists Incorporated, an organization that helps companies not that much unlike yours and mine when they need help dealing with difficult issues, difficult situations. And he's a great management mind, a great global thinker, and also a pretty darn good political operative. He's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. And I said you're a political operative, and I should have pointed out that he is of the Democrat persuasion. And, Bill, now, a lot of people know about the big state dinner in Washington for President Hu. President Hu, I guess, from China.
Hu Jintao,
right. And so, but he was also... there was also one in Chicago last night.
There was.
Were you one of the crashers of that? Did you actually have a real invitation?
Oh, I brought the takeout. Extra dumplings. I was not a crasher. I was invited in my capacity. I joined about 400 of the Illuminati of the Midwest, the governors of Wisconsin and Illinois.
They call that Rogues Gallery in Iowa. I don't know.
or some ex-cons, you know, depending on where you are. So
exactly.
But there was quite a gathering of Illuminati, and as the president of China, Mr. Hu, pointed out, this was his only other stop besides Washington. So there was what amounts to be a state dinner thrown by Mayor Daley here last night in Chicago, and today Hu is visiting schools in Chicago because, as you may know, and blending into some of the discussions you have had in your program, Mayor Daley has greatly fostered in the Chicago public schools a Chinese language learning program, which has caught the attention of the Chinese. He's got
really
12,000 kids are learning Mandarin.
Very interesting.
On the theory that the future belongs to the educated, and the mayor is way ahead on that curve.
What do you, as you sat there and listened to the president of China? You've become a China expert over the years. You go there quite often during the year, doing business back and forth. What do you see any kind of movement toward international compliance of any kind of conformity at all? Are they still defiant about doing it their way, the Chinese?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
I've always seen compliance. Now, that's going to, you know, you're going to start one of our typical political debates. But they joined, you know, the World Trade Organization some years ago and pined like Russia does now. They pined
right.
for years to get in.
Right.
And once in, there's a fairly strict series of regulatory structures.
But haven't they violated some of those things by their
yeah,
way
and,
they've
and,
done
and
business
of course,
with Iran?
And so have we. I mean, you know, there are constant bickerings back and forth on trade in the WTO forums, and there are arbitrations for it. Now, having said that, I mean, China is a developing country,
yeah.
and unlike the regulatory scheme that exists in the U.S., where you can track down the copyright infringer in Phoenix pretty quickly on Napster, there are sections of the Chinese economy which are still very much the Wild West, and they don't have the regulatory structure to bring it under control. But I will say in fairness to them, if something sticks out, and I think the president of China got lectured quite well by the president and then
yeah.
by leaders of Congress in the last day about piracy, they're
right.
working on it. It's getting better. I would be more worried about piracy in Malaysia, Vietnam, and other places than I am in China, to be honest with you.
There is a light being shined on them, no question about it. But they've got such a weird combination of a sort of a free market economy with a communist government. And of course, now one of the things that America has to realize, we learned this in World War II, Bill, you know, our form of democracy doesn't always work at any given time everywhere.
No, it doesn't. And I think the Athenian Greeks discovered it didn't work in Sparta. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is some of this doesn't travel well. And I liken China's economic development very much to what the U.S. looked like in the mid-1800s when the railroads were just opening up the West and there was unbridled economic development everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
In many ways uneven and in many ways uncontrolled. That's what's going – I mean, if you get outside of Beijing and Shanghai, which aren't – I mean, Beijing and Shanghai are to China what New York is to the U.S. It's, it's a microcosm of that city, not the country. There's a lot of places where the reaches of the government, although pretty good in terms of the repression, if you want to phrase it that way, politically, doesn't get to in terms of, you know, business. The cadre of communists who ran the country were not business-oriented, and a lot of this has left them behind.
I got to wrap it up for this segment, but I tell you, folks, I believe China has more to fear from itself internally than America has to fear from China, and we'll see how that plays out. 20 Tail, right back with Bill Brandt after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.